It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. It is Friday, the 22nd of January. And as you probably know, I'm gonna take a wild guess. And you know that we are in the waning days, the waning hours, really, of the winter membership campaign. You probably, if you've been listening this morning, you probably also know that we still have about $247,000 to raise to successfully wrap this drive up. Now, it can't, I mean, it is possible that by 4 o'clock tomorrow, you and your fellow listeners will give $247,000 by calling 888-694-6931 or by contributing online at kera.org. It is possible. But what is much, much more probable is that you personally, you will individually decide to support this public radio station, a station you listen to all the time, a station you tune in on Fridays at noon for this show. And we are going to get your questions and answers during the show today. Got some great questions to start off here that have been emailed in to anything@kera.org. But that's really ultimately our goal. I mean, the whole public radio thing started because there wasn't a fully independent, unimpeachable, free from any kind of advertising influence news operation out there. And it seemed like a really good idea in way home back in the late 60s, early 70s. You know, and these days, really, if you went to VC investors, right, and you said, hey, okay, so let's put it really in context of Shark Tank. You go on Shark Tank, right, and your idea is to make this high-quality product, very high-quality product that millions and millions of people are going to want. They're going to want to use it. They're going to want to rely on it every single day. But you're not going to charge anybody anything for it. I mean, that's something that worked 50 years ago, right? People were like, yeah, come on, people now, smile on your brother, and everybody tune to public radio, and maybe you'll give when you have a chance, when you get around to it, you know, when the membership campaign happens. Well, the membership campaign is happening right now, and it ends tomorrow. And, you know, we're asking you to support the station that you love, the station that you use, that you listen to, that you rely on. But also, we're asking you to help keep the dream alive, man. Help keep the dream alive, because you couldn't do this in a Shark Tank environment. And we live kind of in a Shark Tank world these days, right? I mean, you're paying attention to politics, right? You're getting some politics coverage here from public radio. You're getting some politics coverage from other news sources. You can't avoid it as the Iowa caucuses are just over a week away. And this is not a business model that would be successful in 2015. No one would fund this. So, you know, nobody's going to start this, but it has survived. In spite of the way the world has gone, in spite of the way the winds have blown and the tides have changed, public radio is still here. And you know what? It's stronger and better than ever. And more people are listening to public radio than ever before. A few more people are supporting it as well, but not enough. There's not enough support. There's not enough support for what we're trying to do for you every single day. And that's why we come on the air during these membership campaigns and ask you to call 888-694-6931. That's why we ask you to take a moment, go to kera.org and make a contribution. Because where are you going to turn when you hear that something's going on, when you want to know what's happening, when you want to hear both sides? Where are you going to turn? You have nowhere else to turn. This is your place. And you're already listening. You're listening right now, and you've continued to listen. So take a moment right now, give some money to the station, help us whittle away at the $247,000 that's left. We've had great response from you in the past, and we would love to hear from 50 of you during this hour of the show today. 1 hour show, 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. I know that many of you are still with us. I know that even though the membership campaign started a week ago yesterday, you're still tuned in, you're still listening, because you're still actually getting, you're getting as much of the news and information service as you get from, you know, a commercial news and information service. You're getting more probably still, even with the membership campaign, than you do on a regular old news station, a commercial news station. Because we still have to do that job. That is the mission here. That is what public radio was all about. That's why the dream has stayed alive for over four decades. And you have a chance to help KERA make history by successfully concluding this drive tomorrow at 4 p.m. You have a chance to do that, but you're not going to be able to help. You're not going to help by just listening. You have to call 888-694-6931. You have to give online at kera.org to get us anywhere closer. So please do it right now. And we're going to enter you in this drawing. I mean, we're going to continue to make the radio too, right? We'll get back to making, to spending all of our time making the radio service that you want to hear, that you're listening to, in spite of the membership campaign. We'll keep doing that. We'll do that day in, day out like we already do. You're going to get all the political coverage that you want in this election year. We're going to keep asking tough questions. We're going to keep bringing you important stories. But we're also going to enter you into this grand prize drawing. This has been pretty popular since we rolled this out a couple of days ago. You are going to be entered automatically when you give into this. You've probably heard about it because you've been listening, because I know you listen all the time. And we're going to give two round-trip airfare tickets to the lucky winner. This is tomorrow when the drive ends. Two tickets to Wait, Don't Tell Me. St. Patrick's Day weekend in Chicago. It's the weekend of, I think it's Thursday is the 17th, so I think it's Friday the 18th. And three nights at the Palmer House Hilton downtown. So get in that by calling 888-694-6931, by going online to kera.org, and help keep the dream alive. Of course, the show, you know, we have public radio, right? And we have the membership campaign, which is, right, which, as I've said, you could never start, right? Could you ever start this show? Just call us with questions and call us with answers at 800-933-5372, or email us anything at kera.org, or tweet me on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. And we'll try to get answers to your questions for live for an hour every week, right? So support that too. Let's see. Here are a couple of questions to start off today. Maureen wants to know, from Dallas. She says, I know we have central markets, but I wonder why we don't have any of the, her words, wonderful large HEB stores that populate the Austin area. And Maureen asks, do grocery chains agree to split areas of the state so they don't compete with one another? Does anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Carol says there's a street in Longview called Methvin Street, M-E-T-H-V-I-N, Methvin Street. And she says, I always wonder where that word came from. And Carol's in Tyler, listening in Tyler. Thanks, Carol. We'll see if we get an answer for you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Russ wants to know, where's the best place in Denton County to dispose of full Sharps containers? Those are those red one-way in containers that, you know, people put used needles and razor blades and things like that. And anybody know where to take a full Sharps container in Denton County? And let's see, we got an email from Barraquette at anything at kera.org. Barraquette says, I know an organization that has very limited resources to afford office space because almost all of the contributions to them go straight to supporting people with humanitarian needs around the world. Does anyone know in the Dallas area if there's a place to apply for free office space for this organization? Anybody know where to find free office space for a nonprofit in Dallas? And Barraquette says, thank you so much to KERA radio station and whoever wants to answer my question. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. Selena reached out on Twitter. Does anybody know what could help get rid of the odor from cat urine in a mattress? This kind of question is the bread and butter of the show. I'm sure we'll get some suggestions. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, where Samra writes, I collect and use vintage fountain pens, and some need repairs. Where in the DFW area can Samra take her vintage fountain pens for them to work on them? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. And Robin Grapevine answers a question from last week about tolls coming, toll bills coming when you've sold your car. And Rob, who, by the way, is a renewing member, thanks, Rob, said if you go to txdmv.gov, the Texas Department of Motor Vehicle site, says there's a form that can be filled out online to show that your car has been sold. So it sounds like you can just go online and say, hey, I sold this car, so don't send the toll bills to me. My suggestion was that you do the transaction at the DMV when you sell the car, but that's a good one too. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. A couple minutes before we go to a break, and we're going to check in down the hall where we've heard from five people at 888-694-6931. Or online at kera.org. If you've been waiting to make your contribution when you can, you know, swoop in and make a huge difference, you've been waiting for the end of the drive, everybody loves to step in at the last minute and help out. This is your chance right now with a phone call to 888-694-6931 or an online contribution at kera.org. You know, we've got a whole bunch of thank you gifts that you can choose from. My favorite and one of the most popular during this membership campaign is the KERA hoodie with the collegiate logo. It's Friday. It's kind of hoodie day around here, you know, and if you and your colleagues wear your hoodies on Friday, you could sport this very cool gray hoodie with the KERA collegiate style logo on the back and 90.1 on the front. Check it out online at kera.org and give $15 a month to the station. Give $15 a month to the station as a sustaining member, and we'll thank you with the hoodie. You know, you don't have to give $15 a month. You don't have to give $5 a month. You can give whatever you want to the station. You can give $5 to KERA. You can do that online at kera.org. You can make a contribution of any amount. Of course, we've got a little over $245,000 left to raise during the drive, so a larger gift would be great at this point. It would be great to hear from you right now at 888-694-6931 with your $1,500 friends contribution, or maybe a $5,000 or $10,000 gift would really come in handy right now as we hope and we work to successfully conclude this membership campaign tomorrow at 4 p.m. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. This is your last opportunity during this winter membership campaign to support this show. And so many of you called and contributed online last week. I think we got close to about $13,000 last week in the two-hour show, which was amazing. So if you're listening this week and you were one of the ones that came through for the show and for the station last Friday, reach over and pat yourself on the back or ask a friend to give you a hug, because you helped us get where we are right now, which is, hey, we've heard from a lot of folks. So thanks so much. But we're still waiting to hear from you. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. Be the next one to call. Be the next one to make your contribution on the web and get entered in that drawing to see Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me in Chicago in March. We'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go to the phones and talk to Caleb calling from Plano. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, I was wondering, I had a question.
Okay.
I had a kangaroo steak a couple of times in Australia a few years ago. I was wondering if there's anywhere in the Metroplex that sells or carries kangaroo meat or anything like that.
Well, I think you've probably called the right place. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Cool, thanks.
All right, you bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And I've got the Twitter up. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Andy tweeted me and says, a better way to deal with toll tag ownership change is ntta.org, not the DMV. Look at their FAQs for an answer. I would assume that if you're selling your car, though, you should probably take your toll tag off the car. This is those, not the speed pass, but where they just bill you based on your license plate number. They just, you know, it takes a while, but they look you up and send you the bill. But thanks, Andy, for the reminder of that as well. Steve wants to know, is there anything I can do to my oak acorns to increase the percentage of them sprouting? For example, should I boil them, boil some water and then blanch them in that for a few seconds? Is there anything I can do that would keep the squirrels out of my acorns and seedlings while they're looking to find the ones that I plant? Anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Harold in McKinney wants to know of a website for reverse phone number lookup that will give you the result for free with no strings attached and that does not require us to give them our personal information. Anybody know where to find that out? Let's see. Sanjeev in Allen wants to know, where does the expression "the world is your oyster" come from? Anybody know where that comes from? And let's see, one more, and we'll go back to the phones here. Let's see. Alan says, reminds us that HEB actually owns Central Market, so perhaps that's all they wrote, but I'm thinking maybe he's saying maybe they don't want to compete with themselves. Well, that's the answer we've got right now. You can give us your answer at 800-933-5372 or email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Down the hall, we've heard from 12 of you. Thank you so much to each of you. Would love to see your call come across at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. We're going for 50 contributions during the show today. But our real goal in the 27 and a half hours that are left is to get as close as we can to the overall goal. I think it's $500,000 for the membership campaign, and we've got about 247 and change or so to get there. Now, as I said at the top of the show, it's possible. It is possible that we could make it. It's possible that enough could be contributed to the station that we could actually successfully wrap up this drive. But I think it's far more likely that you'll make the decision, that you will decide on your own. You know what? He's right. I've waited too long. I really should make my contribution and pick up the phone and call us at 888-694-6931. 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. Again, you'll be entered into this grand prize drawing. Two tickets to see Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me live in Chicago, St. Patty's Weekend in Chicago, three nights at the luxurious Palmer House Hilton Hotel, and round-trip airfare for two to get there and back. What a deal. This is going to be great. Somebody's going to win this, and it could be you. You can read the rules online at kera.org, but you're automatically entered to win when you make a contribution there. kera.org or call 888-694-6931. 36 to go to make our goal of 50 this hour. It means we've heard from 14 of you. Thank you so much to those last two folks who called. We want to see your call. 888-694-6931. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Cody in Dallas. Hello, Cody.
Hey, Jeff. On the cat urine, yeah, on the mattress, there's a product called Biozyme, urine remover.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had pretty good luck with that doing maintenance on houses. So
Biozyme. Thanks so much, Cody.
All right. Have a good one.
We got an email on this, a couple of emails on this, as predicted, from the audience, too. Harold says, Otoban comes in a gallon jug available at Home Depot and also kills germs and viruses. He says, we use it at the doggy hotel. And he says, pet store cleaners work, too, but not as good. He says, best cleaning method, saturate the area with cleaner, use a wet vacuum to pull the stuff out of the mattress. We got an email from Stacy, who says there's also a great product that called Eco 88. She says it not only removes pet stains, but also gets the smell out. And we have many customers, she says, that love this product, Eco 88. So there's three possibilities there on that. Let's see. David in Dallas says on the Methvin question, M-E-T-H-V-I-N. He says it's a surname, probably Scottish in origin. So there's that possibility. So that's where we are right now. And then let's go back to the phones real quick and get another answer, 800-933-5372 from Mitchell in Dallas. Hello, Mitchell.
Hello. The question about Central Mark HEB.
Yeah.
HEB office, this is in San Antonio. This Cinemark is a division of HEB, like, for instance, Safeway Foods. That was Tom Fum and Sam David's up here. Sam David's like is more like upscale
right.
for a certain, like a different area, like an upscale area. But that's kind of what HEB was doing. Down south, they're known as HEB. Up here, they have a division called Central Market, which is more fancier.
Very good. Mitchell, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me, at Jeff Whittington. That's what Chaz did. He wants to know, how can I fix the clay soil in my yard? He says, too much water retention. If you have an answer for that, call us. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Okay, down the hall. 36 to go to make our goal of 50 new or renewing members during the show today. This is the last hour you can support anything you ever wanted to know during this membership campaign. This is it. This is your last 29 minutes to support this program because the drive ends tomorrow. We're not going to come back on Monday. You know, this is one where we set the calendar and we're, you know, this is it. It's a short drive. This is something that you have asked for, you in the audience. Maybe not you, but right, if I met you personally, I came up to you and I said, hey, hi, friend, would you prefer a 9-day membership campaign or a 19-day membership campaign? Because you listen all the time, you would probably say, I mean, there are a couple of you. Don't get me wrong, right? There's always the exception to the rule. And I know because I've met a few of you who love the pledge drives. I have met people who absolutely love the membership campaigns. They can't get enough of it. And to them, an endless membership campaign is a great idea, right? But to you, to most of you, I would say to the highest percentage of you, right? A shorter membership campaign is a better membership campaign. And that's what this is. This is a shorter membership campaign. Today is the ninth day today. So tomorrow's the 10th day. So 10 days of a campaign. And we were kind of off on MLK Day. So it's kind of like 9 days, although we did some stuff. It, you know, whatever, right? Whatever. You would prefer the shorter drive. And that's what you're getting this time. But we need you to do your part. So if you're one of those folks who's ever thought, golly, will the membership campaign ever end? Well, yes, it'll end tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And we're still waiting to hear from you at 888-694-6931 online at kera.org. We are not waiting to hear from Eric Welch, who contributed and says, KERA keeps me up to date with current events and enriches our intellect with great stories. Thank you, Eric. Bob Schumann in Carrollton says, I supported KERA for the news that is more than just sound bites and stories that you won't find anywhere else. And Bob says, my favorite, I never miss anything you ever wanted to know. Bob, thank you so much for that. Galen Johnson and Selena says, and Selena says, thanks for the best news and info source in town. Thank you, Galen. Jeff Graham in Dallas says, hey, Jeff, thank you. Anything with Jeff Whittington is great. I appreciate that, Jeff. And thanks to Valerie Wignon and J.R. Compton, both from Dallas. So those are some folks we heard of, some actual real people we heard from in the last few minutes. 29 contributions to go to make our goal of 50 this hour. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. You can help KERA make history today if we can successfully wrap this drive up. About 246, I'm kind of guessing here, 1,000 left to go by 4 o'clock tomorrow. It is a daunting number. But we're not asking you to do that whole bit. Now, there's always an exception, right? If you can close out the drive, we'd love to hear from you right now at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org. But the likelihood is that you can make your contribution of $10 a month, $20 a month, make your contribution, and sit back and know that you've done your part, right? You have done your part to support this service. You understand the importance of your support for substantive news and intelligent conversations and your connection to the wider world and this show that connects you with all kinds of people from all over North Texas and even beyond. We hear from people all over the country on this show. You understand that you're an important part of making this all possible. So decide what you can do right now to help us raise as much of the remaining $245,000 that is left in this membership drive. So what that means is we're over halfway there, which is really great. But we have less, we have less than a day and a half. We have a little more than a day to get there. It could be done, but it won't happen if you don't call 888-694-6931 or go online to kera.org. And we have all kinds of great thank you gifts. The 6 seasons of Downton Abbey on Blu-ray or DVD. If you like Downton Abbey, all 6 seasons on DVD or Blu-ray for $20 a month contribution. And you still get the radio station. And we'll enter you in the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me grand prize drawing. 3 nights in Chicago, round trip airfare, pair of tickets to see Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're going to draw a lucky winner for that tomorrow. 888-694-6931. Online at kera.org. On the phone at 800-933-5372 is Stephen in Arlington. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I am too. Thank you. Hey, on the acorns,
yeah.
The first step is to identify the good seeds. Although I've never tried it, I've been informed that if you take all the decapped acorns and put them in a bucket of water, mm-hmm. the ones that sink are the viable seeds.
Those are the good ones.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, on your phone number reverse lookup, it doesn't work with cell phone numbers. It is anywho.com.
Very good. Stephen, thanks for calling.
Sure. Thank you.
Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Carol in Garland. Hey, Carol.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm also calling about the acorns. My first response would be come over to my house and get all you want. the other thing you can see is that sometimes there'll be a little hole drilled in them, and that, something, an insect of some sort has already gotten to them.
Okay.
But the oak trees put out a substance that keeps the acorns from germinating directly under the tree because they don't want that competition. So you would probably want to get the acorns from outside that drip zone of the tree.
Okay.
And the best way to plant them is just take your heel and kind of scuff the dirt, plant them in a very shallow place, just like nature, would do.
Right, because they're designed to lay on the ground, right, and have leaves blow over them.
The best thing for them would be if you can kind of recreate the forest floor, with some mulch and things like that. Or the other thing they course, would prefer to come up in where your potted plants are, because that soil is very easy. And then you can put, like, a can, you know, make some holes in the top of the can and put over that to keep the squirrels from getting to them.
Okay.
So,
great. That's it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
We planted some, you know, you don't have to mow it, turf, grass, seed, last year. It's done pretty well, and some wildflowers. And it actually suggested that you, like, kind of walk on it, you know, sort of mimic the actions of, I guess, you know, large ruminant prairie-based animals, and kind of push those seeds into the ground. So that makes sense to me. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We are in the midst of the last weekday of the winter membership campaign as well. We're working on about $245,000 left. Our chunk during Anything You Ever Wanted to Know today, your chunk as an Anything You Ever Wanted to Know listener, is 50 contributions. And really, your actual chunk is one, right? Make the decision to be the next one to call 888-694-6931. Be the next one to go online to kera.org and make a contribution. It takes just a minute. It's as affordable as you want it to be. We're not asking you to break the bank. We're not asking you to cover the whole budget or to help us make this whole $245,000 that remains. But we are asking you to do your part. You know, maybe you can do $200. Maybe you can do $20 a month. It's up to you to decide. And then call 888-694-6931. Or go online to kera.org. From the inbox on the Methvin question, Althea says the emailer was right. It is a surname. In fact, Henry Methvin was one of the petty crooks that Bonnie and Clyde ran with for a while, and his family lived in Louisiana. So there is an answer on that. We'll see if we can get some more answers for you in the next segment. Of course, we're hoping that we'll hear from you at 888-694-6931 or online at kera.org with a contribution to help KERA successfully wrap the drive. It ends tomorrow. Do your part today. We'll be right back. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can tweet me as well at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Larry calling from Dallas. Hello, Larry.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing well.
Good. I was calling about the reverse phone number lookup. Mm-hmm. If you're on a cell phone on Android and on iPhone, there's an app called True Caller. Tells you who it is that's calling, like if it's a solicitor, spam, mm-hmm. or just your neighbor that happens to have your number but you don't have saved in your phone. It's free, and it's the best thing I've ever had for my cell phone. So that's what I recommend for that.
True Caller.
Yes, T-R-U-E.
Great. Larry, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Edgar in Hearst. Hey, Edgar.
Hey, Jeff. I'm calling in to answer the question about the heavy clay soil. I work in landscaping, and I would highly recommend that this person rents a Core aerator. Mm-hmm. It's a machine that plugs little holes into the turf or what other area they would want to be working on. And then one of the best products out there is expanded shale. And what it does, it kind of breaks up the clay and then lets water absorb and dry out as needed. But a local company called Living Earth sells that combined with compost, which would be another great thing for breaking up clay. So they could, you know, do the aerating and then buy this product. And they have several locations throughout DFW.
Cool.
And use that to help. But as well, if you don't mind me asking, what was the question about the oaks?
How to successfully germinate acorns?
Depending on the oak, it might be easy or it might be nearly impossible. Hmm. Most of our native post oaks here are nearly impossible to transplant, so it'd be worthless to really try that. And then depending on if it's a red oak, a big issue in the landscape industry is that those will easily cross-pollinate with inferior oaks like a some that aren't really adaptive to this area, so they would have a tree and it would look like a red oak, but then quickly it would start failing. And then on the opposite side, some live oaks we have around here will cross-pollinate with more native evergreen oaks, and some of those might actually be better than what they could buy, so it just kind of really depends on if it's worth it,
okay,
depending on the oak.
Well, thanks so much, Edgar, for calling.
Absolutely.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. K.O. Says from Dallas, the easiest free site to use to look up people's phone number is whitepages.com, but keep in mind that most cell numbers are unlisted. Let's see. We got... a question from Valerie, who says, I live outside the Fort Worth city limits. Where can I take old electronics for recycling? Where can I take ABS plastic leftovers from my 3D printer for recycling? And finally, I have a bottle of mercury that weighs about 2 pounds that I need to dispose of. I'm new to the area, Valerie says, and I just joined KERA yesterday. Awesome, Valerie. Thank you so much for your contribution. Be very careful with that bottle of mercury, by the way, please. And you're outside the city limits. You might talk to, you might call Fort Worth and talk to them and see, you know, call the city's hazardous chemical collection division, which when you live in the vicinity of city limits, usually you can take like old paint and that, like that mercury and batteries and things like that to drop off for recycling. You might call them and see if they'll at least take the mercury off your hands. And then, but there may be, I'm not sure what county you're in, there may be a county division too that will let you drop off hazardous chemicals and old paint and stuff like that too. So you might talk to those folks too. We'll see if we get some answers for you. If not today, though, tune in next week. We'll be back. We'll be pledge free next week. Oh, yeah, the pledge drive. We are doing a pledge drive, by the way. A couple more here, and then we'll see how it's going down the hall. Elena wants to know, what are they doing with that empty lot near the new city hall in North Richland Hills? Does anybody know what they're doing with that empty lot near the new city hall in North Richland Hills? Somebody knows. And this is from Lewis, who says, there is a vendor at the Montgomery Street Antique Mall in Fort Worth. And Lewis says, this is an answer to the fountain pens, by the way. Lewis says he's on aisle 2 in the glass case, who has repaired a couple of my vintage Parker 51 fountain pens. He says, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he does great work, very fast and reasonably priced. So this is for Samra, I think, looking for someone to repair her fountain pens. The Montgomery Street Antique Mall in Fort Worth, aisle 2 in the glass case. So... tell him Lewis sent you, I bet. And one more from the inbox. Rel wants to know, in Plano, where can I take my coins to get them counted and turned into bills without paying a service fee? He says, my credit union in Richardson will no longer do this. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. The Twitter is at Jeff Whittington. Down the hall, we're looking for 17 contributions this hour to make our goal of 50. I know we can do that when you call 888-694-6931, when you click and contribute at kera.org. Thanks to Jeff and Jill Burgess in Dallas, who made their contribution. I want to thank Mary Jo Madden in Lindale, Kay Kelby in Arlington. Thank you so much, Kay. And Anna Allen in Austin, Texas. Thank you so much, Jeff, Jill, Mary Jo, Kay, and Anna. I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Eric Bruns, who say KERA and anything is a part of our day. Thanks. Well, thank you very much. Claire Forshee says, KERA tells me stories I would never have thought to look for. Claire, thank you so much for contributing and supporting the station. And Alfred Lagos says, KERA is a window into the diversity of the world. Alfred, thank you very much. You know, you help keep that window open when you call 888-694-6931, when you contribute at kera.org. I don't, you know, the trick about these membership campaigns is you're not in a big room with each other. You know, you're listening to the station. It's really just you and me. And I have to try to figure out what's going to motivate you to give. And I know a few things about some of you, right? I don't know specifics necessarily, but I know kind of, you know, what you're interested in. I mean, we wouldn't be very good at what we do as producers here if we didn't know what was important, right? If we didn't have some experience understanding what you respond to. But I know that you listen in spite of the fact that we are on the ninth day of a membership campaign. And I know that a large percentage of you listen and have never given. You know, we know that we have several hundred thousand people a week who listen to KERA. Some of them are with us 24 hours a day, literally. There are people who either they're tied up and they have to listen to KERA or the radio is broken. And if you are tied up and you're listening to KERA, ask the person who's got you tied up to call 911, right? And then to call 888-694-6931 because they should contribute as well. And if your radio's broken, well, but you still listen. But there are people who actually, you know, really choose to listen all the time. And there are some people who listen for about 20 hours a week, and there are some people who listen for about 5 hours a week. And there are some of you who just listened to this show on Friday. And there is no better time if you're, if this is your number one show, there's no better time to give than right now. 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. But the fact is, we know that the majority of you who listen to public radio, even though you've been listening for 9 days of a membership campaign, and continue to listen, and will continue to listen into the future, we know that the majority of you aren't going to give. And it's not because, you know, it's not because you don't want it. There are some of you who just don't want to give, right? Like, we've talked about this before. There are people who will never give, and there are people who will give one day. I think most of you are in the, you know, I really ought to give someday category. And the trick is to figure out how to get you to do it today. Why is today the day? And really, I can't answer that question. That is a question you have to look inside yourself and decide, you know what? He's right. I'm listening to this. It is the 10th day or the 9th day or whatever day it is. I still haven't given. You know what? He's talking to me. 888-694-6931. I am talking to you. 888-694-6931. I am asking you, please, go online to kera.org right now and make a contribution. 11 to go. 11 to go to make our goal of 50 for the hour. We can do this if you call 888-694-6931. I'm going to dip back into the phones and then check back in just a minute. I want to get a couple of these answers in. And I think Dorothy in Colleyville, Dorothy, I think you win the Patient Caller of the Year award for hanging in there.
And that's something, because patience is not my forte.
Well, thank you for hanging
on. I love KERA.
So you want to answer the squirrels question?
Yes. Hi, Jeff. I have had unfortunate experience with squirrels eating my automobile wiring twice. And learn the hard way what works. And it's a very simple, the old fruit tree netting that people know of if you have fruit trees.
Right.
It used to be, fabric. Now it's plastic. That stuff I found on one post after many, many searches. Squirrels hate it. And if you tack that to the ground, they will stay away from whatever you want to protect because their claws get hooked in it, and so they'll just stay away. So I park my vehicle on it, and they stay away from my engine after replacing the wiring twice. And I think it will work for tiny oak trees as well.
Nice. Well, Dorothy, thank you so much for that suggestion. Really appreciate it.
Welcome.
All right. Let's see. Let's get one more here, and then we'll see how we're doing down the hall. Let's talk to Jan in Arlington. Hey, Jan.
Hi. Hey, how are you doing today, Jeff?
Doing well.
The lady with the mercury,
yeah,
have her call Schlumberger, oil field people.
Okay.
They use mercury all the time, reagent grade.
Okay.
She might be able, they might come and get it from her.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the suggestion.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Love the program.
Oh, thank you so much, Jan. Thanks for listening. Let's see. Let's get one more on this recycling question from Paul in Plano. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Long-time listener, long-time member. Love the station and your show. It's on my day off.
Thank you so much.
But I work for THR, Texas Health Resources, mm-hmm. and I worked at the Plano Hospital. But we, about twice a year, will have an electronic recycling. I don't know, your caller said she lives outside the city limits near Fort Worth. I don't know if she's close to a THR facility, but if she is, she can call, and I believe they should get on a mailing list where they'll notify the public when they're going to have one of these electronic recycling.
Okay.
And she can do some recycling. Now, usually comes up in the spring and fall.
And it's THR, like Tom, Harry, Richard?
Yeah, Texas Health Resources.
Very good. Texas Health Resources. Paul, thank you so much for calling.
All right.
All righty. Let's see. How are we doing down there? 888-694-6931. 11 contributions to go to make our goal for the Anything You Ever Wanted to Know hour today. Started with 50. I think we can do this. If you're the next one, 888-694-6931. If you're the next one, online at kera.org. 9 to go. To make the goal, 9 to go to make the goal for the hour. Of course, about $245,000 remains in the overall goal for the drive. And as I said earlier, it's possible. It is possible. You know, it is possible. I work in public media, and you know, you got to have faith, right? You got to believe. And I believe in you. I believe in Sarah in Dallas, who contributed and says, "This station is my daily connection to local and national news. I love the programming," and she says, "especially Anything You Ever Wanted to Know." Sarah, thank you so much. And she says, "keep up the wonderful work," and I guarantee we will keep it up, Sarah. Christy Phillips in Dallas says, "I am attached to KER Radio and have been for years. I enjoy the connection to the rest of the world with all of its joys and sorrows." And Christy says, "it would be so weird not to have it." So Christy has supported the station. Barbara and Hilton Tuthope in Dallas says, "KERA is our number one source for truly fair and balanced news and information." I think we can go to 01 unless you've got underwriting plan. Okay. Let's see. Stephen Maines in Farmers Branch. Hey, Stephen Maines, thank you so much. Thanks to Bob and Kathy Madeja in Fort Worth and Margaret in Dallas. Thanks to Ann Claybaugh in Glen Rose, Susan Motherall in Fort Worth, and Liberty Ford in Dallas. 9 contributions to go, 888-694-6931, online at kera.org. You're helping to preserve the service that you already use. This is your public radio station. And while there are hundreds of stations around the country, this one is yours, and it's your responsibility. You got to, you know, keep it well fed. You got to make sure it's healthy. You got to pay attention to it. And a couple of times a year, where you got to pet it, as Stephen Becker is motioning from the control room. Yes, your KERA needs your hugs. It needs some affection. And the best way to show your affection for the station, other than listening and letting us know how we're doing, is to give a little money to the station. And that's what we're doing during these membership campaigns. You give a little bit of money, the station carries on serving you. That's how it works. That is 100% of the setup. That's the whole business model. Station makes journalism, entertainment, news and information programming. A couple of times a year, we ask you to give some money. You do. Station keeps doing it. That's what it is. That's it. We can complicate it all up with thank you gifts and drawings and stuff because really those are enticements to get you to act. But your action is the key. Your action is the most crucial part of this whole thing because if nobody gave, this wouldn't last very long. So do your part right now, 888-694-6931. Go online to kera.org, make a contribution. You're going to be automatically entered, by the way, to win the grand prize, wait, don't tell me, grand prize drawing You're going to get, if you're the lucky winner, two tickets to see the show in March at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, three-night stay in the Palmer House Hilton Hotel, and round-trip airfare for two. Somebody's going to win that. Might as well be you. Thanks to Stephen Becker, Alan Roberts, Fiona Norton, and Christine McConnell for all that they do on the show. We had Braylon Becton helping out today, too, our intern back for a second semester. Braylon Becton has returned for a second semester at KERA. Guess we're doing something right. Reach out to me on Twitter, @JeffWhittington, and we'll see you next week.